This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And I'm Steph Whiteside. For some time now, hikers, campers, and scientists have been seeing something strange in the woods, in backyards, and on and alongside highways.
An animal that is quite different from any other animal you see here in southern Illinois.
So adorable. He's got these wonderful little bristly hairs on his face and on the bottom side of his armor here. And just really cute little guy.
That's Jennifer Randolph Bollinger, Natural Resources Coordinator at Giant City State Park. And she's describing a stuffed armadillo, which you can see inside the Giant City State Park Visitor Center. And they are certainly different.
They are unique animals. These are mammals.
That's SIU Zoology Associate Professor Augustine Jimenez. We recently visited him in his lab, where he talked about the heritage of this unique animal.
We are mammals. Pigs are mammals. Armadillos are going to be mammals. Relatives of the armadillos include sloths and the anteaters.
Jimenez says armadillos, like their sloth and anteater relatives, are native to South America. And now that we're seeing these plated animals here, we have to ask, what are they doing in southern Illinois?
One reason, the large animals that eat armadillos don't live here. Animals like...
the jaguar include bears, like black bears, but mainly large carnivores, including wolves.
Another reason for the spread of armadillos is global warming.
We do believe, and there is some evidence to the fact that there is an effect on increasing weather and their ability to disperse.
A word of caution. You may have heard around the water cooler that these animals can harbor a certain disease.
Yes, it is true that armadillos can carry leprosy.
That's Jody Robertson, administrative nurse at Student Health Services at SIU Carbondale.
What is leprosy? It is a mycobacterium infection that causes skin or nerve damage to the body. It's really a misconception that it's very contagious. Really, 95% of people are immune to this bacteria.
One southern Illinois resident saw his first armadillo in the region quite a long time ago.
My name's Tom Mitchell. I was born and raised here in Murfreesboro. I've always enjoyed going out in the woods, hiking, hunting. First time I saw an armadillo was dead on the road in Missouri, coming back from camping trips. We used to camp down around the Van Buren area on the Current River. And to see one, I was kind of surprised. This would have been in the late 50s. And then started seeing them more often up in this area. First live one I ever saw was down by Fairview Christian Church off Hickory Ridge Road. I couldn't believe it at first. I thought I was looking at a possum going through the woods. And I kept getting closer and closer, and I figured that wasn't a possum. It was an armadillo. And he wasn't afraid of me. Walked right up, actually looked right down on him. A little side note on that, when I went back to one of the Christmas parties at work after I'd retired, everybody asked me what I'd been drinking when I told them I saw an armadillo. They, of course, didn't believe me, but I saw it.
Remember earlier, we learned that one reason armadillos are becoming more numerous is because their traditional predators, jaguars, bears, wolves, aren't found in southern Illinois. But there is one large predator which is extremely numerous. In fact, they number in the billions.
Humans are a very important source of predation. These organisms are consumed throughout their range.
But in one country, they're not on the menu.
In almost every single country except in the United States, they are not found that appealing. Anywhere since from Mexico to Argentina, these organisms are harvested, they are prepared and then actually cooked in different variety of recipes.
How does armadillo taste?
They do taste delicious. They do taste like tender pork, and then in some areas, they like in Mexico, they season them with a lot of herbs and spices. In Bolivia, they roast them as well as in Argentina. And then in Brazil, they also have other different recipes.
And remember, as far as getting leprosy from armadillos, Nurse Jody Robertson says U.S. cases are low.
As a matter of fact, it is so uncommon. I have never actually seen leprosy as a nurse or within the patient population. As I was doing the research, it actually shows that leprosy counts of it are about 200 cases in the United States per year.
If you are fortunate enough to see a live armadillo, enjoy the show. Here's Giant City's Randolph Bollinger.
Again, it's always a treat to get to see these little guys because it is relatively rare. I've seen them live in the park. Once these little guys get to running, they can run very, very fast. Our site superintendent actually saw one not too long ago in one of our agricultural fields here in the park, which was surprising to him. And for a lot of people, when they see an armadillo, it kind of looks like a rock at first because of their armor until they realize that the rock is moving. It's always a real treat to see them. I don't know if you've ever seen an armadillo run, but to me they kind of look like a little ballerina because they kind of run on their tippy toes almost when they run. So probably not the most graceful ballerina, but a ballerina is what I always imagine when I see them running.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Steph Whiteside.
And I'm Kevin Boucher.